Number 16, the Treaty of 1846.
Washington, you are there. The year 1846. For nearly 30 years, the United States and Britain have each claimed the Pacific Northwest as their own. In the meantime, wagon trains filled with Americans continue to roll toward this new land. Their favorite route, the Oregon Trail, stretching 2,000 miles from Independence, Missouri. We now join Washington Centennial reporter Elizabeth Stone. She is with one of the wagon trains outside Fort Hall, located in what is today eastern Idaho.
The dust from the wagon train as it starts up is quite something. I'm next to a couple of wagons waiting to get into the line. Had enough of this dust?
It's terrible. Can't keep anything clean. I suppose this will all be worth it when we reach the end of the trail. They say Oregon is the new Eden.
Yep, that's what they tell us.
Are both of your wagons headed to the same place?
Ours is headed all the way west to Fort Vancouver, then south along the Willamette River.
We're going to Fort Vancouver too, but then we're heading north of the Columbia River.
What about the British and their control of the area north of the Columbia?
Haven't you heard? President Polk has signed a new treaty with the British. The Brits have given up all their claims to the land south of the 49th parallel. That's U.S. territory now.
Hold your horses. 2 years ago, I voted for James K. Polk because he promised 5440 or fight.
Let the British keep Canada anyway. It's Puget Sound or bust for me.
The Treaty of 1846 ended joint occupation of Oregon by the United States and Great Britain. American settlers flocked to the Northwest. Oregon fever, it was called. By 1853, so many people had settled north of the Columbia River that Congress established a new U.S. territory there. It was called Washington.